Okay. Simon Kof Gimel, the middle of Sif Beis here, yeah?
Yep.
So we learned yesterday the basic din of nice time of gum. There's really two dinim. One, when you have the Isser itself, piece of Nevela sitting here. Then the Isser only goes away if it's Nifkam Lagamri, if it becomes Nifsal Miachilas Adam, becomes completely spoiled, where it's no longer Roy Lachilas Adam. When you're talking about the Isser that was Nisarev in a Taruvus, and you want to know when it's going to Aser up your Taruvus, so then you don't need that it's Nifsal Lagamri Miachilas Adam. All you need is that it's putting the taruvas a little bit. It doesn't have to make the taruvas, you know. So let's say you're cooking a potato soup and then a little bit nevela falls in, and let's say it makes the soup not taste so good. So you don't need that it's going to make the soup inedible, whatever the word is, yeah? You don't need that. All you need is that it made a little bit of a worse taste. The soup tasted better before the nevela fell in. That's all you need. You need that it's plagim and miktsas. But then we learned that there's two conditions. In order for this heter to work, when it's plagim the taruvas, b'miktsas, in order for that to work, you have to have two conditions that the Mechaber says. Number one, you need to have roiv in the taruvas. Okay? It means you have to have a majority heter. Normally you need shishim for bittel to happen. But because it's a bad taste, so then we say that it's enough that you have roiv, and that's mevatel the iser. Because the iser didn't really go away. The iser is only going to go away if it's nifsal miachila lagamri, if it's no longer roi lachila. Since it's still roi lachila, so the iser didn't go away. So what's taking away the iser? Bittel's taking away the iser. The only kula that we're giving you is that instead of having to have shishim, that's the only time you need shishim, is if it's an iser that can give a good taste. If it's an iser that's giving a shvach a taste, shvach in Yiddish. If it's giving a not such a good taste, a begam taste, so then it's good enough to have roiv. That's one mahalach. So we're going to say it's only going to work if you have roiv. And the other mahalach is that, you know, an iser is only a problem if you're having hanah from it. So therefore, if it's in a taruvis, you're really eating your soup for your soup. You're not really eating the piece of nevela. When you're eating the piece of nevela, so as long as the piece of nevela is still edible, you're going to be having hanah from it, even though it's not so fresh and doesn't taste so good. Shein kein, if it's in a taruvis, so you're eating your soup. Yeah? So you want to know, how did it affect the soup? So for that, so you have to judge, are you having hanah from the iser? So if it's giving a bad taste into the soup, even if it's not making the soup inedible, if it's giving a bad taste, you're still not having hanah. But then we said, according to this, you still have to measure, because sometimes, even if it's giving a little bit of a bad taste, you still might be having hanah, because if you're adding bekamos, if you push it, it's adding quantity, it's adding more soup, it's the whole cup of, let's say, a non-kosher roitiv spilled in. So now you're gaining quantity. So you have to see, are you happy about how much you gained in quantity? Are you more happy about that than what you lost in quality? You have to make a judgment. The only time the heter of Nois Tam Lavgam and Terubis is going to work is if you're overall, you're not so happy that the Isser fell in. You're not having hanah from the Isser. Okay? So the Mechaber quotes both of these ideas. So it sounds like in order to use the kula of Nois Tam Lavgam and Taruvis, it's only when you're going to have both of these things together. When it's Poigim B'miktas, number one, you have Roiv. And number two, that you're not having Hana from the Isser, which means you're not gaining in quantity more than you're losing in quality. The one exception is that we won't need roiv is when you took the iser out and there was only the plate of the iser. So normally you need to have, when you're calculating shishim, you need to have when it was a good tasting iser and you're calculating shishim, so you need to be mishar neged kula. If it was a kazayis of iser, you need shishim kazayisim of heter. We don't let you be mishar b'maid enafik. We don't say take a good educated guess and figure that even though it's a kazayis of iser, but maybe only a third of a kazayis of time came out. We don't let you do that because that's a slippery slope. You're going to come to always say, yeah, I always have shishim. Every time Isser falls into heter, you say, yeah, I have shishim. I only had 10 times against the heter. Yeah, well, not all the taste came out. Yeah? So you're gonna come to be mazalzel niyaser, and you're gonna come to be matter when you really don't have a sheer bittel. But in such a kind of a case where you don't require shishim because it's a tam pogum, all you do is require roiv. So roiv you're gonna have. I'm not worried. You're not gonna end up having roiv against my dino, because we really know that you don't. When a kazayas avisser falls in, you don't really have a whole kazayas of tam coming out. But it's when you require shishim, it's a slippery slope. You know, you're going to come to be mekel when you taka don't have shishim. That's a bigger shear. But when you're talking, all you need is roiv, so then already we're going to let you, because we're not worried. We know for sure you'll end up having roiv. Okay, so that's the basic halacha. Now, let's read the Ramah. Yesh ha'imim, afal gaf, deha iser noisin tam lif gam, Michael Mutter, even in the case when the Isser falls into the Taruvus, and it's Pogim the Taruvus, the Nevela fell into, like we're going to learn later, one of the examples. The Nevela fell into honey, which, according to many Poiskim, gives a bad taste, yeah? So, the halacha is that the honey is Mutter. Because it's Pogim the Tafshil, so therefore, the Michael is Mutter. We call makoim hakdeira asura. The kdeira, the pot, you can't now use this. Your pot, you have to kasher. You can't just use this pot to cook anything you want. Why? Because, yeah, if you're going to use this pot to cook more honey or some other food or oil, maybe some other things that maybe the nevela is poigim, that the nevela is a bad combination with it and it's going to make it lifgam, then using this pot won't Asher that type of food. But what's if I'm going to later use this pot for potatoes? Now we know that nevela with potatoes, that's a good combination, meat and potatoes, right? So that's going to be good. It's going to be nice and time l'shvach. And now this pot has a taste in it of honey. And it has a taste in it also, it absorbed the taste of the nevela. So the reason why you can't use this pot is because if you're going to use it for potatoes, the potatoes will become asher. Because the nevela taste that's in the pot will give a good taste into the potatoes. So it will have the koyach aser the potatoes again. Obviously, unless you have shishim against it. But l'chatchila, you know, you can't just cook, right? If it has the koyach to aser, then you can't cook in it. You have to kasher it. Now, b'diyavid, if you did, so what's the halacha? B'diyavid, what if I use this pot to cook in it? Ramah just said I need to kasher it. What's b'diavad if I used it? It's very simple. If I used it for honey or oil or something which nevela is poigim also, so it's going to be mutter b'diavad, regardless of whether or not I have shishim, even if I don't have shishim, right? Because the iser does not have the koyach to aser those types of foods because it's a bad combination with those foods, yeah? But if I cook, let's say, potatoes, something which the nevela gives a good taste into, so the nevela could ask for the potatoes. So I need to have, if I don't have shishim against the meat, it's going to be asr b'diavad. If I do have shishim, it'll be mutter b'diavad. Now, what do I need shishim against? Do I need shishim against, let's say I was cooking a whole pot of honey, whole full pot of honey, yeah? And one kazayas of nevela fell in. So, in the Doifnei Akli, the maximum I have is one kazayis of nevela, right? Now I cook potatoes in the pot. So what do I need shishim against? I need shishim against the whole pot, because I was cooking a whole pot of honey. Or do I just need shishim against the one kazayis of nevela? So the answer is pasha, the one kazayis of nevela. If the nevela would have astered the honey, so then I'm cooking a whole pot of iser. So then the pot could have absorbed however much fits in the pot, in the Daif Niakli. So therefore, I would have to have shishim against the whole Daif Niakli. But in this case, I only really have one kazayis of iser in the Daif Niakli because the honey never became aser. Because even l'didan that we say chaticha nasas neveila, b'shari surim, but the honey never became aser. If the honey would have become aser, so then we would hold it nasas nevela memela. I have a lot of iser in the kli, and I have to be, you know, and I have to have shishim against the whole doifnei kli. But the honey never became aser, so for sure I don't need shishim against. It's not shaykh to say nasas nevela if it didn't become aser. So the only iser that I have in the Daifni Akli is the nevela that fell in. If in this example that I knew that it was only one kazayis of nevela, so the maximum I'll need in my potatoes is against the one kazayis of nevela. That's the pashut, right? Okay. So that's why the Ramah says that the pot is aser. I can't cook in the pot because, true, if I'm going to use the pot for more honey or I'm going to use it for oil or other things, that's a bad combination, then taka won't make it aser. But hayois, if I use it for other foods, it's going to become aser. So therefore, l'chatchila, I can't use this pot. I can't even use a l'chatchila for honey because it's a gzeira. You know, once, you know, sometimes this pot can make something aser, I can't use it. What happens if I cooked in a pot something which was legamri inedible? Let's say I had a piece of nevela which is ineroi l'achila, for example, and I cooked it in the pot. So then would I need to kasher the pot? No, because there's no real iser that got absorbed in the pot. The iser went away. This, no matter what I cook in the pot now, once it's, right? Well, because the iser that's in it is so pogum, everything I cook in this pot is going to be, is not going to get a good taste of the iser. So therefore, in this case, Ataka wouldn't have to kasher the pot, right? But if... What is that? What's that supposed to mean? What does that mean? What? I'm not sure what you mean. I don't think so. You'll explain to me maybe afterwards. I'll look it up what you mean. Yep. So you can't use the pot. In a case that it was, in other words, in a case that the iser that got absorbed in the pot was be'etzim, a good iser, it was just, the reason why it didn't aser the food was because it was a bad combination with the food, like the honey, like the meat and like the nevela and the honey. So such a kind of a case, that's when I can't use the pot, because there's good iser in this pot, and this iser will, when you mix it with the right kind of food, it will give a bad taste, it will give a good taste into the food, and it will have the koyach to aser the food. So therefore, so some chevrei pashut, there's two shiurim going on in Zal, and guys can come in and just totally oblivious. No, nothing. Don't bother. It's like it's the same idea when you walk into a room and somebody's sleeping. You just turn on the music. You don't realize that somebody's sleeping there. Oh, well. Some people just don't get it. The imbish duba achar, huh? Why by basar b'chalav? Okay, that's a separate thing. We don't paskin that way. He says that some shitas hold that by basar b'chalav there's no heter of nezer tam lefgami. I don't know what you're referring to. Now ask me after shir. Let's continue. I want to finish the Ramah. Vim bishul ba'achar kach toich mesles. Tafshul sha iser avishon nezer tam lishvach. What's if you're going to taka use this kli? So it depends what you use it for. If you cook in it something, which the iser that got absorbed in the kli, the nevela, the piece of the nevela meat that got absorbed, is a good combination with that, meaning, let's say, potatoes, so then we'll ask the potatoes, unless you have shishim against it. And again, like we said before, the shishim is not against the whole honey that you were cooking, because that never became usr, so it's not shaykh to say that it was an asas nevela. It's only against the piece of nevela. So then, Nesra Tafshal Hasheni, the Tafshal would become usr. Im loy hoya shishim neged ha isur harishon. Unless you had shishim against the original isur. Again, not the whole entire Tafshal, because the Tafshal never became usr. Only the original isur. Aval im niru ha Tafshal harishon bekaf, betochvo achakach hakaf le Tafshal Hasheni. Let's say you stirred the tafshil. Using our same example, let's say you were cooking pot of honey and piece of nevela fell in. So the halacha is that the honey is heter. The honey never becomes, doesn't become us, or because the nevela is giving a bad taste into the honey. Yeah. And then, but we said, but nafal pikein, the pot that you're cooking the honey in will remain aser, because if you would use this pot for potatoes, then the nevela would give a good taste into potatoes, therefore the pot you have to kasher. Yeah. What happens if you, while you're cooking the honey with the nevela, you stir the honey with a spoon? So what taste goes into the spoon? The same exact taste that went into the pot goes into the spoon. Heter honey, together with fresh nevela, which has the potential to aser certain, if you would use this spoon for potatoes, it would aser the potatoes, right? So therefore, if you just stir the pot with the spoon, you have to kasher that spoon. That's the same like the pot. Yeah? But what happens if you were cooking the second pot, and then, let's say you were cooking some oil in a second pot. So you're cooking honey in one pot, oil in a second pot, and let's assume, like what some of the shittas are, that nevela, that basar, is nois and hamlevgam in shemen and davash. In both, yeah? So the nevela fell into the honey, so it didn't aser the honey. Now I stir the honey with a spoon. So then heter honey taste got absorbed in the spoon, and the nevela taste got absorbed in the spoon. Now I took this spoon and I stirred the oil that I was cooking in the other pot. So does the oil become aser? No, because oil is also something that the nevela is nice and tamed of garments into. There's also a bad combination. So the oil is mutter. Now, what's the second pot? Do I need a kasher the second pot or no? Says the Ramon, no. I don't have to kasher the second pot because the second pot is not barnat. In other words, I'll explain to you this way. What if I would cook in this second pot? Let's say I would cook potatoes in the second pot. Would the potatoes become aser? Would the potatoes become aser? If I cook potatoes in the second pot, would the potatoes become aser? Yeah? You're saying yes, because the nevela is a good combination with potatoes. So therefore, it will have the koyach to aser. I'm going to tell you no. If I would cook in the first pot the potatoes, then the tam nevela that's in the first pot will have the koyach to aser the potatoes. But if I would cook the potatoes in the second pot, so the tam nevela that's in the second pot will not have the koyach to aser the potatoes. Not because it's a bad combination, it's a good combination. But it won't have the koyach to aser it because it's already nois and tam bar nois and tam. Think, the nevela taste, yeah, went into the spoon. And then from the spoon, it went into the honey. I'm sorry, it went into the oil that was in the second pot, yeah? Is it asering the oil? When the taste is going into the oil, is it asering it? No, right? So therefore, is it an asinas tam le'iser, or is it an asinas tam le'heter? It's an asinas tam le'heter. We don't say not barnat by iser, but we do say not barnat by heter, right? So therefore, it's an asinas tam le'heter. So therefore, when that taste goes from there into the pot, it's not barnat, the hetera. So therefore, when I cook the potatoes in the second pot, the potatoes won't become aser. Even if I don't have shishim against the nevela taste that's in the second pot, still won't make it aser because the nevela taste that's in the second pot is not barnat, and for some fluke or whatever, for some twist in the din, it's not barnat teira, not barnat surah, because it was mixed with things that it never asered, so it's considered not barnat teira, not barnat surah. So therefore, the potatoes won't become aser in the second pot. So therefore, why should I have to kasher the second pot? The second pot, whatever I cook in the second pot, won't become aser, unless I cook davar charif in the second pot. Okay, let's not talk about that. No, that's not locha. That's the Ramah right here. No, you know, Chatchila can't stick The chatchili, you weren't allowed to stick the spoon in the second pot. The chatchili, you had to kasher the spoon. Once you stuck the spoon in the first pot, you had to kasher it before you did anything else. We're just saying, if you stuck it into the second pot, maybe you were cooking in potatoes in the second pot, so this spoon could ask for the potatoes. And if you didn't have shishim against the spoon, so all the potatoes became usher. And then for sure, once the potatoes become usher, the pot becomes usher. But if you were cooking something which the nevela is also poigim, for example, the oil, so then not only will it not usher the oil, there will be no iser going into the pot. I mean, there'll be something going into the pot, but the taste that's going into the pot will not have the koyach to aser anything that you subsequently cook in the pot, and therefore you wouldn't be required to kasha the pot. That's the din of the Ramo. Let's see it inside. Avolim nira tav shel harishon bekaf. Well, let's say you stirred the first pot that you were cooking the honey, you stirred it with a spoon. Then you took this spoon and you stirred a second pot that you were cooking, let's say in the second pot oil, which is also the nevela is aisatam lefgam. Shugam kim poigim loy nesrak deder. So then, not only is the oil mutter, but the kedera doesn't become aser. Why? Because this is not barnat. Now, Taz says that you don't need to come on to the case of the Ramah. I can give you a much simpler case. What happens? Yeah, listen carefully. What happens? The Rama gave us a little bit of a convoluted case that I was cooking. In the first pot, I was cooking honey, and the nevela fell into the honey. And then I stirred the honey with a spoon. Then I used that same spoon to stir a second pot that was cooking more honey or oil or something like that. Yeah. What would happen if I'm cooking fresh, good nevela in my first pot? Yeah? Fresh, good nevela. Then I stir it with the spoon. Then I take that spoon that has fresh, good nevela in it, not honey taste. Regular, fresh, good nevela. What? Yeah. And I was cooking in a second pot, I was cooking honey or oil. And I used it to stir. In that case, the pot would also be not barnat. It would also be naparnat. It goes, I have taste I have nevela in my spoon, right? So noisen tam rishon is in the honey. Is it asering the honey? No. So it's not, that's one noisen tam the hetera, right? And then the taste goes into the pot. Is it meeting up with when it's going into the pot, is it meeting up with potatoes? No. So I have not bar not the hetera. Why? Yeah, so I'm not meeting up with potatoes. What?
We don't say that the spoon might touch the wall, go straight in, like you said about washing dishes.
We don't really say that because when we pass kinshishim is enough. So according to the Taz, no, the Taz is choylik on the Rama. The Taz says that it will be not barnat, even in such a kind of a case. It will also be considered not barnat. It will also be mutter. Well, this is at least one way to put it. The not rishon is into the honey. So not the hetera. Then from the honey into the pot. We want to know, could you use the pot? The pot is nothing, right? The pot, you're not eating the pot. You want to use the pot. So you're going to use the pot for what? You're going to use it for potatoes now. By the time it's going into potatoes, it already went twice. It already had two nesinas times. It went first into the dvash and then into the pot. So it's going to go into the potatoes. Nishkeverloch. Yeah? So therefore, the Taz holds, he's choylik on the Ramah. He holds, this is also an example of not barnat. The Ramah sounds not like that. The Ramah sounds like it's only going to be not barnat if you stuck it in to the honey. It was cooking with honey. You stuck it into the honey. Then you stuck it into the oil. And then that's why, you know, it needs to go twice. So why is that Why should that be so? Why does the Rama hold that the Taz's example is not barnat, is not correct? There's many ways to learn it, but I'm just going to say the Shach's way, and the Nekudas HaKesef, why he argues with the Taz, why he agrees to the Rama. He says, what do we hold? Not barnat the Bishul. Is Mutar L'Chadchila or is Mutar B'diyavid? What do we hold? Mutar only B'diyavid, right? So if I have this pot, let's assume the Taz is correct that it's considered not barnat. You know, as it went into the honey, that's one, and it goes from the honey to the pot, that's two. That's not barnat. It went in while it was cooking. It's not barnat b'bishul. It wasn't olu. It wasn't right. It was not barnat b'bishul. So could I lechatchila use this pot, or lechatchila I have to kasher the pot? That's why it doesn't work. That's why. Only the other case is three noisen times. Remember that long big shach in Siman Tzadik the Sif Hay over there? That big long one that said when you have three noisen times, so then it's mutter even lechatchila. Yeah, remember that? That's why in the Ramah's case it's three. Because if you stuck it, into the first pot of honey, yeah. So then that's one. It's going into the spoon because the spoon is receiving the taste. It's not a taste of Isser because the honey is not Isser, right? So that's number one is into the spoon. Number two is into the honey that's in the second pot, and number three is into the second pot. So you have three. Number one is the spoon. Because the spoon is not receiving a nevela taste. It was stuck into the honey that was cooked with the nevela, right? So then seeing this time, it's going to the spoon is heter. So you have number one, the spoon. Number two, the honey that's in the second pot. And number three, the second pot. On this case, you could even do lachatchila, because this is not barnat barnat. But the Taz's case, that you were stirring the nevela itself with the spoon, so right, so now we're not going to count the taste that goes into the spoon, right? Because that's just going with actual nevela. The first one's going to be the honey that's in the second pot, right? And then you have, that's nois and tam rishon, and then you have from the honey into the pot, that's not barnat. Not barnat is asa lechatchila. That's why in that case, you would have to kasher the pot. So what is the Taz answer to this? It's not barnat. We need not barnat barnat. So the Taz says, well, no, this is really called b'diyeved. Not barnat is also l'chatchila, but it's mutter b'diyeved. We're judging the kli. Is the kli mutter or aser? So you're telling me the kli is aser, I have to kasher the kli. No, that's called b'diyeved. You want to know, did the kli become aser? You're thinking about the food. The shach was thinking about the food. So the food, you didn't cook the food yet. So it's like l'chatchila, so you can't cook the food yet. Taz says, no, we're going to look at the kli. Did the kli become aser? Do I have to kasher the kli? Or the kli did not become aser? So we're going to say it's not barnat. B'diyeved, the kli did not become aser.